Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's the 4-3 mob. HME Radio.
Mellow on the beat.
Kano, the pyro with ghosts unknown, Banshee and Shadow, the mobster bro, CNC is the show that your speakers blown.
On.
Yeah.
HME Radio, the place to be for crazy flows, and basically we take the show, but HME won't make me go. HME the place to be for crazy flows, and patiently we wait to flow. Place the stage every day we go.
This is the 403 MOB, and you are listening to HME Radio, the hottest show on the internet, with your host, Kano the Pyro, straight from Vegas, Nevada.
So what up? This is the Queen City, all the way to New Vegas. Let me show you how we do it, and we better be kicking it like this.
Yo, it's HME with the 403 and the MOB is running through. Straight out the QC, reppin' nothing but mob life all day. Always gonna be reppin' the 7 with the black and white touch. Much love to the independent artists on the grind. Know the realest artists need a blind, cause it's either put up or shut up. When it be coming down to the wire, cause it's 403 with Kano, the pyro. When we about to be setting this bitch on fire, call the bitch, and if you can't take the heat, then get the fuck about the
kid. HME Radio, the place to be for crazy flows, and basically we take the show, but HME won't make me go. HME Radio, the place to be for crazy flows, and patiently we wait to flow.
You're in the mother freaking mix with DJ Bass Rock.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2-seat Lambo with your girl. She tryna turn on me. Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2-seat Lambo with your girl. She tryna on me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2-seat Lambo with your girl. She tryna on me. Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2-seat Lambo with your girl. She tryna
me. Okay, drop it to the flow. Make that shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's a quake. Build a house up on that, that's an ass state. Roll my on it, that's an ass trait. Say, don't we do this every day, hey? I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got pay, now I need shade and a vacay. And to get feel hating, so much hate, I need an AK.
Now we I'm Perry, yeah, I'm Perry A'ing. White girls politicking, that's Sarah Palin. Getting California Kate. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2-seat Lambo with your girl. She trying to
okay.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2-seat Lambo with your girl. She trying to
Word.
Prime time, my top back, this pimp game.
This pimp game.
I'm red leather, this 20-inch, and I'm Rick James.
And I'm Rick James.
I'm Bill dropping, this Pac-Man, this pill popping, this pill pop. I'm popping too, these blue dogs with these soup coffins. All she wanted some yield money, all she needed some bill money. He takes time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time, and that's excellence. Two-door preference. Roof gone, George Jefferson, that white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is relevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go, wherever I go, wherever wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that juicy Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she trying to turn on me.
Word.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that juicy Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she trying to turn
on
me.
The beauty that glows in many times, and it's still on one more time. Let's call your mother.
Let the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. I threw suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm flat of death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million and I'ma quit. Most rappers take Zepho, ain't at my waist. Zepho, turn up the bass till it's up in your face. Zepho, don't do no press, but I get the most press, kid. Plus, yo, my make yo look like precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't tell me apartment, I move in the lobby.
Yeah.
Niggas is going just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and the gang enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Coupe color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and hot at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. Honey band. Put your girl near your girl. Need a band-aid. Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold sound by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower.
Display and proud, proud.
Yeah.
them nickels. It's good to make it better when your people make it with you. Money coming, money going, ain't like you could take it with you. But somebody be in here right now. Bad day with it right now. Drop, take care of all the motherfuckers screaming. I'm picking up the keys to the beach right now. OVO, that's major sh-. Toronto with me, that's major sh-. Getting cheddar packs like KD. OKC, that's player sh-. We don't rap for life, we don't rap for life. I shine different, I rhyme different. Only thing you got is some years on me, man. You and your time different, some young poppy. Champagne, ain't no space, ain't no the name. Got one wife, they can probably pay for life. All you change, you know me change. Ah. Great song, 20 bottles, that's all me. Only cops, rolling out, gotta free my kids, they all free. One of my toast dogs, got three kids, and they all three. But we always been that type of crew, that been good without a plan B. Some truck fit, okay, I'm gone. That's gangsta El Capone. I make that fit like bone. I'm talking about bone, 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 bone. Put pressure to my brick. I lose my mind before I lose my money in a thing but a chicken wing. Top all like two eyelids. YMCM beat that back. Yup, stop playing. I make her scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast, I'm off the lead. I am rich like a beast. On my pro, active sh-. Pop that like a dick. Your girl is a groupie, and you could swear, and I would twist you like an Aruban. I'm on my skateboard, watch me do a trick. I'm 5'5", but I could 6'9", then beat that like Klitschko. It's fresh my pan of yo, it's Weezy F. Go. It's trust the world, it's trust your girl, it's trust me by the truckload.
Talking shit just cause I'm what?
And choking, always rolling something. I don't need a key to start my car, bitch. I just push a button, did a show, and got a half a million. Spent it like it's nothing. Money flowing, ever sober, smoking till I got concussions. No discussions, man. I got a condo and got a big crib. Pounds all over my kitchen is. If I ain't on the road getting it, then I'm in the hood where my niggas live. Did a tour, sold it out, just bought a pound, about to finish it. Now all my pots I got shrimp in it. You talk about it, I'm living it. I'm living it. I'm fucking little bitch.
Okay, mo, drink, poet, mo, weed, roll it up, go there, ho, you know what's up. Quit hogging the blunt, bitch, slow down, pimps up, hoes down, ass up, nose down, damn, bitch, I do it. And it's the life we chose, working all night, swear I'm never going bro. And I'ma do this till I die, and I ain't talking shit just cause I'm what?
Never front, cause when you got it all, everybody wants something. Middle finger in the air, no fist pump.
Okay. Oh God. Wow, look at me now.
Finally got the world. Middle finger in the air, no fist pump.
Okay. Oh God. Wow, look at me now.
Finally got the world.
That's what these haters scream. I wrote the script, I was sipping lean.
Now meet the miss I bought along my triple B.
It's a mafioso. You ain't never know though. Never gon' know so. No, never.
This reaper the sweetest. Got me thinking much deeper. They don't rap for a reason. It's just rather convenient. Spend money with my team. Made my money from hustle. Women love you for feet. Niggas hate you for nothing. Never hate you in public. Better let they eyes tell it. Ain't even 5'11. What the fuck you guys get up? I'ma lose tannin. Screws damage. And I do think hip hop music needs some newer standards. Hardest working conglomerate. And that's word to my mama. Getting up in they mental. Get them out of their gums. Adamantly coming now. Whoever call up for drama. Just know that DC, Philly, Ohio, Miami got us. Private jet over water. Nazi dread got no barber. I see fans, I go that way. That DMV shit taught us. When you young and you black, they see you as a target. So before them phone pockets, get your lawyers in order.
It's a mafioso. You ain't never know though. Never gon' know so. No, never.
The dawn of all dawns. Since that one to call me son, all of a sudden, niggas ballin' son. Y'all just started pulling on Havanas. Pull your car, your spawners. Where your heart, I know where mine is. Adonis, one who accepts things he cannot change. Only thing I accept, I cannot change. Getting old and dying, gold medallion over my sunset. He'll hold it down when I sunset. What does death mean to me? I never owned the concept, I was here. I'm just the spirit, let's get one thing clear. Everything segues into each other. One thing is just an extension of the other. My kids to me, I am my children through history. Of stand-up men and stand-up women, I am existing. I was conceived to break bread with kings and make connections. We haven't met yet, my reputation you stuck with. Until we have our formal introduction, that's enough. But every male is not a man. So some of those that will hold out their hand won't understand this thing about.
This thing is fire. It's a mafioso.
Yeah.
You ain't never know though.
No.
Never gon' know so.
No.
No, never.
Let me see,
girl, I can't wait to
cash. Been balling all my life, Lamborghini, fast whips. She down to ride and deserves a boss who down to provide. We run the streets but on G5s, I'm talking fly. Boots and blue jeans, Cartier, newer rings. You with a big boy, so we do the big things. Had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on. Looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on wanted. She on my wanted poster, Ciroc and my mimosa. I'm balling like LeBron, we shopping in Milan. The 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn. I let her meet my tongue, she blew up like a bomb. The sex is so explosive, her stuff is supersonic. She my new addiction, I swear I'm through it. Rosé and Usher Raymond, girl, we the hottest. Rocking the most ice, I say we the hottest.
You've been saying all night long that you could have.
Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad mink without
no flaws. Come to meet me without no draws. Dinner with Anna Winter, racing with Anya Rubik. I told you, it was more than the music in the project one day. The project one way, we done heard all that loud ass talking. We used to it. I'm from where shorties up, double cup up. Might even somebody in YouTube it. Whoever think they words affect me is too stupid. And if you could do it better than me, then you do it. We slide in the parakeet, floating with no parachute. $6,000 parachute, we made it to the Paris News. Don't talk about style, cause I embarrass you. Shut up when you talk to me, for I embarrass you. Can a young get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad without no flaws? Come to meet me without no draws. And the whole industry wanna f*** your old shit. Only I got respect for is Wiz. And I'll admit I fell in love with Kim. Around the same time she fell in love with him. Well, that's cool, baby girl, do your thing. Lucky I ain't had Jay dropping from the team. La Familia, Rock Nation, we in the building, but still keep it basement. Flying in the parakeet, floating with no parachute. $6,000 parachutes, I made it to the Paris News. Don't talk about style, cause I embarrass you. Shut up when you talk to me, for I embarrass you. Good music, we fresh. Anything else, we detest. Good music, we fresh. All that said, let me ask this question. Can a young get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad mink without no flaws? Come to meet me without, don't talk to me about style. I'm embarrassed you. Talking about clothes, I'm embarrassed you. Calling about some embarrassed you. Way too cold, I promise you need some therapy. Get the therapy. Get the therapy.
I'll take another drink. Got too much on my mind. I mix the past and the future, make my present undefined. The nighttime seem brighter than the daytime. I might as well stay up, cause and when the morning come around, another one without you round got me laying insane. Like after a couple Red Bulls, radio blaring and all I hear is treble. Dance against the chalkboard, I am against metal. Every little pin drop won't let me settle down. I'm sure I could use a little sleep, but who got time for that when you living at your dreams? That's all the rest you need, or at least so it seems. Gotta keep it all together, don't burst at the seams.
I'm wide awake, yeah, I was in the dark. I was falling hard with an open heart. I'm wide awake, I didn't read the stars so well. I'm wide awake, and now it's clear to me that everything you see ain't always what it seems. I'm wide awake, yeah, I was dreaming for too long. I wish I knew then what I know now. Wouldn't dive in, wouldn't bow down. Gravity hurts, and it's so sweet. Till I woke up on the concrete.
Derrick Rose, yeah. Bitch,
back only cause of what I drove. But I don't mind that. So she got that bomb, man. I'm just running 10 till a nigga gets that climax. On my shit in this motherfucker. Look at me now on my bust in this motherfucker. Damn, shawty got a whole lot of ass on her. Ain't no way on any day that I could pass on her. Meet me in my living room. Welcome to my house, mom. In them black leggings, same color as the Glock 40. Booty going hypey on a me 40. Way it's moving south, east, west side, star. Big booty hole.
Till it sound like shots, blocka, 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 pow, 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 shaka, 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 international ass, speak to me in patois, see the way I'm on it, pound them on the table, only into them thoroughbreds, stallions in the stable, mix them all together, fuck them interracial, then I put it all in their mouth, it's just another facial,
juggle it between your jaws, the head of joy cause it's yours.
And I'm in love with all you bras, especially when your ass chewing on your drawers.
Big booty hoes.
Understood.
in your sign like me.
Drown me if you stick, you catch a hot one. Try shot for a couple of them down one.
Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up.
So, so for sure we ain't playing. Hang with no ladies, walk insane.
Ladies, where the party at? Girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at?
Yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that.
That skin trying to make it on the spit.
Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked down.
Be your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit. Don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with.
Some jiggy, some straight grind.
All up in the clubs to have a good time.
Oh, hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at? Bottles and models talking all of that.
trap, drop it on the bitch, making that, making that. Yeah, bitch, making nasty. Tongue down the throat while the other bitch gagging. Bottles in the basket, pills in the plastic. She gon' do drugs, but we don't do acid. Fucking on the mattress, hit the best spring. Ain't nothing better, bitch, the best thing. Bad China bitch, straight from Beijing. Pussy so tight, all she do is scream. Oh, bend it over, make you touch toes. I like how she may go round, round the pole. Hoes, huh? Open, close. I like when my bitches don't wear no clothes. It's hot up in this motherfucker, reload. Gangsters in this motherfucker, we got it sold. TTT raw when I walk in the door. Bitches, they know, yeah, bitches, they know. Ha ha, making nasty, making nasty. Drop it on the bitch, making nasty, making nasty.
You know what it is.
Pop it on the bitch, making nasty.
Yeah, I'm bad. press on. Just waking up in the morning and to be well. Quite honest with you, I ain't really sleep well. You ever feel like your train of thought's been derailed? That's when you press on, lean in. Half the population just waiting to see me fail. Yeah, right, you better off trying to freeze hell. Some of us do it for the females, and others do it for the retail. But I do it for the kids, life is a tower in on. Every time you fall, it's only making your chin strong. And I'll be in your corner like Nick, baby, till the end of when you hear the strong from that big lady. Until the referee rings the bell, until both your eyes start to swell, until the crowd goes home, what we gon' do, y'all? Press on. If you fall, pick yourself up off the floor. Yeah. And when your bones can't take no more, just remember what you're here for. Cause I know I'm a damn sure.
Dressing for the fall, and I'm all that. Hit the passenger door, shawty with pink birds.
sweet and I ain't lactose. I ain't trying to brag, no. I just know I'm that dope. Kick game, Bojack, my Bojack style, Bo. And it ain't no problem. You race to these bras. I relay the baton. Them sitting here in 1,000. But when you step out, why the run out? Double MV, that pussy said now. Rick James back, bad. Run the child. World play. Oruba is my first name. I think a couple be man. You just a bird, babe. I got a pair of J's. I roll a pair of J's. We up and down the supply. Spending that carrot cake. Let them marinate. You forever late. A million home sellers couldn't find a real estate. Slight work. Slight work.
B-I-G, two things I don't need are you and my ID. I'ma need a yellow cab and a yellow bag. Green faces, but a stack of yellow badges. Woo! Cause I'm drunk. Yeah. Okay. Under 25, living a life. White America said I'd be doing 25 a life. And just for that, I'ma blow 25 tonight. You make 25 a year, I make 25 a night. Whoa. Blocka, 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 blocka. Get hit with my Ciroc-a, blocka, chopper. Taking body shots. Blocka, 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 probably in your girl's dreams, probably in your daughter locker. Top floor, like I'm outstanding. And they sold your whole delivery, now that's outlandish. I guess like the delivery, man, I'm outstanding. Car tenant, I'm in, I feel like I'm out camping. God damn it, I'm one hell of a guy. Looking down on the cloud, that's a hell of a high. I get ghost, the way she's screaming big. Couldn't tell if I was dead or alive.
Let me take you to the S. Gift wrap with a ribbon, girl, you're my press.
Okay.
Look at me, you let the vision deliver the message. You ready to leave your deal? Listen to give me a
second. Hello, baby, girl, me want you. I the real big man, I call you. Find your waist, baby, me want you. Pretty like flowers in a the garden.
Oh, yeah.
Long time you want that fear.
She a poor from prayer.
But I know my father. She a wine like Macarena. Me a be talking a Spanish, como te llamo.
See the way I come in and how I creep up behind them. Like I'm aiming with a rifle, coming and seeking to find them. So many mommies let me go and just wind them and down them. Big, now I'm ready to go and mountain climb them. Max Fliff, the model agency, now let me sign them. Cause they beautiful like a botanical garden asylum. My lady with these chicks and they busy trying to hide them. You know you're the flame, you ain't feeling standing beside them.
Hey, you say you need me? Oh, you want to watch me like you want to bleed me? You want every gal to see you too greedy? Trust me, me want you too, believe me?
Come up with wine and the dog.
Me and my thugs, everybody want follow me. In a desert slang, swallowing bean bang proper.
No, better know the woman, love the way me dap alongside the Gaza government, the whole of them a shatter.
Come here, me girl, and you forgive me, baby, mother. Pretty like Nicki Minaj, better than Lady Gaga.
You know you and you're pretty, nothing else, not even matter how you're nice enough the place and everything about the proper.
Some girl tell me, send me no be like trouble. Some a tell me I'm the best and them nothing, nobody bother.
Because me and the wickedest, you see me fresh starter. And I'm nice, but I do not let me fuck somebody daughter.
Me and my better girl, I kill them one another. Kill them if I had the dog,
and every time I come, you gotta know I put it on your baby girl until you sleep and wake up singing good mañana.
Hey, you say you need me? Oh, you want to watch me like you want to breed me? You want every girl to see you too greedy? Trust me, me want you too, believe me.
Come up with wine and your dough.
Get up,
wine and your dough.
Get up,
wine and your dough.
Get up,
wine and your dough.
Get up, me love your body, baby, come here, no mommy. Cause I tell you, you'll be handy, you'll feel on me, see you got me. Maybe you can, you want me, mommy, darling. Maybe me and the drum, my mommy, darling. This time, no songs are bad, I'm originally. You see, no qualify, I'm street buying, see, no jolly. I'll rap money, not a dollar, man, I'm falling. Take a look in at the galley, from the power we are carrying.
Yo, so many women, we should probably have a rally with Shakira and Ayana and Diana, Pretty Sally. And the way we take the whole of them and go down in the valley and sweep them up and beat them up and then we dilly dally. Then we dig in at the truck and then go dig in at the alley. Dig it up, mommy, I go beg for mercy, probably shaking all me
do the thing, me love and woman call me daddy till me some of them I make the whole of them want to tell me sorry.
Hey, you say you need me, or you want watch me like you want breed me. You want every gal to see you too greedy. Trust me, me want you to believe me.
Come up with wine and go down, get up. Wine and go down, get up. Wine and go down, get up. Wine and go down, get up.
Go hard too. Yeah. wasn't thought through. No. Other guys she talked to, awful. Wow. I can show you how a true boss do. Yeah. Girl, my buzz is off the chain. Dang. Everybody know my name. Dang. Call me man and that's the pain. Yeah. Wagon heavy in the game. No, she's on point. Yeah. Let's leave the club and let's blow this joint. Exit to the back, back, take it to the pad, yeah. Cause the booty got swag.
Designer, hey Cole, heating up like that leftover lasagna. Remember when I used to be stressed over Dewana? Now I'm only texting distress over Rihanna's. I'm talking tins and better hoops and tims and sweaters, and we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell me why we gotta argue about the same thing, same thing.
Off and come home soon. I graduated way too long ago to be sneaking all in your dorm room, but that thing tight like board knocks, so I call you when the tour stops. But baby, where your roommates? Did you make sure the door's locked? She love it when we get together, smoke a little for the together. Now that I'm on, I can pick and choose. Only you got to lose. Yeah, I heard the stories about different dudes. Her man on campus, but it's fine by me. She say she only like 4 or 5, so you know you gotta multiply by 3.
Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, they put your presence to me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, they put your presence to me.
Radio, thank y'all for tuning in. I'm your host, Kano the Pyro. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all. Man, we had a hot show last night. Y'all missed that. Y'all need to go back and go hear that. For real. Make sure you share it and tell your friends about us at HME Radio on Twitter. Man, I can join the Facebook group page. HME Radio, everything, at gmail.com, Foursquare, whatever y'all want to type in, everything.com. But yeah, we had a nice little mix. DJ Bass Rock started off the show for y'all. And y'all give it up for him, though, man. Y'all give it up. DJ Bass Rock, he y'all over with a lot of hot tunes right there for y'all. If y'all want to get on the show, hit us up, 347-637-1962. We the hottest show in Las Vegas, broadcasting every Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11. Oh, what is it, 12 to 2, 11 to 2 on the East Coast? Yeah, this is for the late night lovers over there on the East Coast. But let's go to the phone lines right now. Also available, the chat room is open. Y'all can chat with us. We got Miss Freestar in the building. She represents G-Well Radio on Blog Talk. Y'all check her out every night at 9 p.m. 347-215-9693. What's that, 9 p.m. Eastern, Western, Pacific? What it is? Central Mountain Time? I don't know. I'll get that information back to y'all. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We got Trendsetter in the building representing Camden, New Jersey. What up, Ma? Hey, Trend Legit, what up? Live. All right, she fell asleep before that, before that mix was even done. Let's go to another caller. We got Chicago in the building, Mr. Naya. What's going on, Ma?
What's good?
Tell him, we cooling right
on
now.
There, Jimmy?
Feeling good, feeling great, can't complain. Can you hear me out there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I don't know what happened to Trent.
No clue.
So how your night going?
It's good. I'm excited. The mixtape is going to drop really soon, so I'm really excited about that.
Alright.
Dope Ass Music mixtape is going to drop tomorrow in less than like 5 hours.
Shout out to Dope Ass Music, man. I'm going to hit y'all up with a track a little bit later. The latest track he's sitting in. Yeah. We got a stranger in the building right now. Official Lionel, Oakland. What up?
What? Nah.
What up, stranger?
He quiet.
Yeah, he quiet.
I think it's 510.
Huh. I'll put you back on mute there, homie.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Moving on. We got the 570 in the building. 570, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, it's Miss Free. I just wanted to call in and give you guys a shout out.
Thank you, Miss Free.
Oh, you're welcome.
Everybody know a little bit more about the show.
Well, thank you for the shout out. Like you said, I'm on GUL Radio. I do Behind Closed Doors Mondays at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And I do Miss Free's Late Night Hump Off on Hump Days. I mainly play R&B. That's what I do. But the actual radio station is like yours, like geared to underground hip hop.
Okay. That's what's up. How long you been doing it?
This radio station just been on. We've been doing this since like the beginning of the summer, before we were Underworld Radio.
Okay.
That one was on for, about a year or so.
Okay. Would you like to tell the artists or the listeners out there how they can submit music to your show or tune in?
Oh, sure. If you would like to, we don't never charge a rotation fee or anything like that. If you would like to get your music played on our show, you can send it to myself, MissFreestar at gmail.com, or you can send it to getem at getemsquad thefreakshow@gmail.com. Either
okay.
Email.
You got a Twitter?
Yes, you can hit me up on Twitter, Miss Free Star. I'm also on Facebook, Miss Free Williams on Facebook.
You got a beautiful voice, too, man. You're good for radio.
Thank you. I've been hearing that a lot since I started with the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No doubt. Anything you want to hear on the show tonight? Any artist that you'd love to hear from?
No, you know, I'm good. I'm just hanging out and chilling. I like that Missy Elliott that you just played, actually, the Nobody's Perfect. That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you're more than welcome to hang out. This, you know, stay tuned. We got more coming up. We got some hip-hop news coming up. A little bit more.
Okay, that's cool. I'll definitely hang out. I like to just tune in to different shows, see how everybody else is doing it. You know, it's nice to just hang out sometimes and not work.
Yeah, I feel you. I can't do it. I work six nights a week.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, our show is on every night, too, so I know how it is.
I have some affiliates, too, on Blog Talk. Diva Spot Radio. Shout out to the D-Hour Show. Ground Hard Radio. There's a lot of folks on I mess with on Ball Talk. Caliwood. Of course, the most infamous Miss Coleone. Y'all know. And controversy. She bring that to the table. Put you on hold for a second, Mama. Check this other caller out real quick.
No, oh, sure. Spot. No problem.
Miss Denia.
Was good.
Yeah, we need to bring that topic to the table where we were discussing last night. I want to bring another one, too.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
What's up with these artists, man? Like, I mean, I don't know how to say this question. That's crazy. Like, do you do music just for the good feel of it, or you do music to make money? Because, you know, people got to pay their bills, too, at the end of the day. And, you know, trying to stay relevant is a hard job for a lot
right.
of, you know, artists. So, I mean, do you feel like a lot of artists out there just keeping up with the fad or the trend just because they got to pay their bills, or they feel like this isn't good music? How do you feel about that?
It's so funny. I was talking to my mom about that earlier today. I think the biggest thing is, I think a lot of indie artists are, like, trying to emulate the craziness in the industry as opposed to, like, developing their own sound. And I think I was talking to her about, like, a lot of rappers they feel like they have to put out more free music because it takes a lot more for them to get heard than it does for R&B artists, apparently. That's what I've heard before. That it's a lot harder for a rapper to get, like, recognized than an R&B artist. I don't know how it is, but apparently that's what the issue is. There's so many rappers out there that
right.
the ones that are really good, it's a lot harder for them to get that recognition without blowing a whole bunch of money. Now, the issue that
do you feel like a lot of artists put out trash music just to pay their bills, or they just put
yes.
it out?
Yes.
Okay. Miss Free Star, how you feel about that?
I think a lot of mainstream artists do the same. From being on my show and listening to a lot of the underground hip-hop, I think a lot of them do it because they love the music. But
right.
that's just what I've been listening to. I don't think too many of our underground rappers are really doing it to try to make it or anything like that, because in reality, they really don't want to conform to, you know, what the labels and stuff would want them to do anyway. So,
hey, they throw a check at their ass, like these 360 deals. You know, a lot of artists are getting fucked and not knowing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, they'll give you $750,000, but you get you got to pay everything back.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think more and more artists are actually, you know, I think they're actually getting to know the games that these labels play.
Right.
And I think some of them are getting a lot smarter than
right.
the earlier rappers and stuff like that.
Yeah. People started getting smart back in the 90s, man. Like, you know, Master P's, you know, Dame Dash, Suge Knight, Jay Prince, Jermaine Dupri. It's a lot of people out there. Irv Gotti. But, I mean, it's like the substance of the music got to matter. You put
right.
your name
it
on
should.
That.
Mm-hmm. We talk about that a lot on our show, too. Like,
but
a lot of these artists are talking about stuff that they're not even doing, you know.
Right.
You know, they're not really with a whole bunch of bricks and all this other craziness they be talking about.
Right.
It's sort of like that, you know, similar to that 360 deal, is artists got to pay that money back. So they got to,
mm-hmm.
you know, do that cheesy auto-tune song. They got to do that booty in the club hit, because that's what
right.
they, that's how they going to get money these days. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But a lot of artists is getting smart, like you said. It's definitely taking it on their own to start their independent labels and stuff. But it's a lot
yeah.
more work on the table for that. I mean, it's a whole different perspective from being in the office and just being on the road and being an artist. So it's a lot of responsibility. A lot of people was, you know, been successful in that. A lot
right.
of people fell off. I don't know. Man, we need help, hip hop. We need some help. what's the last album y'all bought from the store?
Oh my goodness.
Ooh. I'm like, wait, let me see.
Or even download it, you know.
Major artist?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the Jeopardy music
pretty
right
bad.
There. I need the Jeopardy music. That's crazy.
I'm trying to think. I think I bought like a couple of CDs of last summer from FYE. I think I got like Alicia Keys and, man, who else did I buy? I can't remember. I think Erykah Badu, her last one that came out. I think I got that one
too. Yeah. Yeah, I think I bought that on bootleg, though, so.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. I couldn't remember whether I got that one from FYE or the bootleg guy. That's so funny.
Oh, the bootleg copy right there. I got that for $5.
I think I got Beyonce's one with the, well, she had the Spanish tracks on there, and then I got Brandy's greatest hits. I think those last best, like, major artists that I bought.
The last one I bought was E-40, the Block brochure. That wasn't too long ago. I don't know. I wanted to buy Elf Honor and Big Crit, but I haven't got back to the store recently, so. But yeah. Check out,
I think people are getting so far away from buying CDs.
Right.
Like, nobody, like, you can
people
just go online nowadays and just
from,
download it.
From talking to each other these days. I mean,
right.
the whole family could be at the table and still have a conversation if everybody got a phone and either going, I'm going to tweet you, I'm going to put a status on your Facebook. You can be sitting right there next to each other.
But, I mean, I think, but people are getting too comfortable in social media that they're not, you're right, that they're not talking to each other. What people don't understand is the way that you work a social media site, you take the social media, you take your relationship off of social media and bring it to the real world and make it work for you.
Nah,
but like,
people
a lot
love
people
social media. People love social media because that's what makes people famous. I mean,
no, but I'm saying, to take it off of social media and turn it into clients, turn it into whatever, you could still be fine on social media. But I'm saying that's how you build shit. You take it you build on, like, on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, and turn it into a real friendship or turn it into a real business relationship.
Yeah.
And
I
don't
see
just focus on,
I see a lot of models
like,
now, they coming up off Instagram.
I heard.
Some Instagram models out there right now got like 500,000 followers. Wow. Only following 7.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It is what it is. You know, technology gonna keep getting better. I mean, if we on Jetson time right now, I mean, we can video chat with somebody. We can video meet and have a conference in this month.
Yeah.
So, only thing we missing now is the goddamn flying car. I'm still waiting for that.
Pretty much.
They probably got it. It's just not out to the public yet.
Right.
Hell yeah. Paris Hilton was on Snoop Dogg Double GN News drinking a 40 ounce, her first 40 ounce.
Oh, Lord.
Who?
Paris Hilton.
Really?
Oh, her. Shout out to her.
Sipping a 40.
That's so ridiculous.
It's like, oh, yeah. I love how she's like, oh, yeah. Because it's a joke. Like, when did it become all right to become famous with no effing talent? But
and Paris Hilton, she's a motherfucking, she's a young princess. So she been doing things since she was 15. I mean, she probably got like 25 perfumes out now. Doing her own clothing line, family run the Hilton. Man, come on. I give it up to Paris. She definitely doing her thing. She probably got caught up in the light.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Little paparazzi scandals here and there, but hey, it happens to the best of them.
The sexiest happens to the best of them? I don't know about that one. I'm just saying.
What? Kim Kardashian.
This is what it is.
Came up off that
perfect
tape.
Exactly. But it leaked. Exactly. But that's the sad part.
You became famous over a sex tape. And now you a business. You're taking over the business world right now. How many businesses Kim Kardashian got?
I don't know. I just know she models
right.
And what does she do?
She got clothing stores. She got fragrances. She got her own, I don't know. She got a lot of shit.
Off of a sex tape. So what is that telling young girls?
Hey.
Exactly.
Oh no!
Exactly.
I would never want to be that famous. I like to do my dirt in peace.
Yeah.
You know, you're dating Ray J ass then. You be alright. But Lip is still going on. They got gymnastics on right now. Medal count. 411.
Yeah, 70. We got 70 and China got 73.
Yeah, China's still whooping our ass a little bit, you know.
By 3 medals. Three medals.
They got 34 gold, 21 silver, and 18 bronze. We got 30 gold, 19 silver, and 21 bronze. But we killing Great Britain. They got 48 total. And yeah, we doing our thing. Speaking on the gold medalists for the U.S. team, Paul Wall promised to give a gold medal a free grill. Gold medalist. Any gold medalist from the U.S. team.
Wait, what? Hold on.
You get a free grill from Paul Wall. You're giving away grills.
You can't be mad at them. That's good advertisement.
You're bringing the grills back.
Why? They need to stay gone. I hate those ugly-ass things. Oh,
Michael Phelps can get like 4 of them up right now.
Yeah, he did. He can actually get 18, but let's just not go there. No, 19 or something. I forgot the damn metal count. That's crazy. But I don't know. That was some southern thing that went viral, and it's just not right.
All I'm picturing is like those Wu-Tang things right now.
Oh, my God. That's so much money to waste in your mouth. That's just craziness to me. $50,000.
Y'all do the same shit in buying heels and handbags.
What?
Maybe not you.
Yeah,
not me either.
I'm very practical.
No.
How is wait?
Y'all
can
spend some money
wait.
Too. Y'all can spend some money. On
we can spend some money, but we ain't spending $100,000 or $50,000. in our mouth with some diamonds and smiling like, no, we're putting diamonds in the, directly in their teeth. What the fuck are y'all smoking? That's a guy thing. I think, no, there are a couple of girls that have a diamond in their teeth.
This is lifestyle. I mean,
I think that at least even if you did spend the money on shoes and purses, that's something that you can at least turn around and make a profit, like resell it. I don't think anybody's going to want your grill.
What? You can resell them diamonds? I'm pretty sure. Baby got $1 million in his mouth right now. Baby from Cash Money. Got $1 million. You don't think he could take his teeth out and be like, man, let me get 400, I mean at least 700 from that. You know, it's been in my mouth, so I knock off 3,000 for y'all.
Baby got a damn platinum football. No, baby got a damn platinum football field and a diamond football. I don't watch Crimson though. The last time I watched Crimson is why I don't watch it anymore. This man had a platinum football field with a diamond football, and I was like, I'm done. You got too much damn money. Are you serious? That's insane. I was like, I'm done. I don't even care anymore.
It's ridiculous.
That's just greedy shit. Like, that's insane.
It really is.
Man, it ain't tricking if you got it. If you got money to put in your mouth, like if you got $1 million laying around just to put in your mouth, you got some money. Your family is good. That'll be the last thing you could do. Well, I guess that is the last thing.
Oh, I would never.
He tired spending.
I mean,
money.
Maybe I'm just a different type, but if a guy's bringing more than I am, we can't even be friends. I'm so sorry. It just doesn't work.
What?
If a guy has more diamonds, jewels, if you have more jewels on than I do, it's just not gonna work out.
You just gonna cut him off like that because you shine too hard. This nigga bling it, girl. I can't take you.
You're doing too much. I can't.
You are not gonna be. I design jewelry and I design sparkle jewelry. If you are sparkling more than me, we can't.
And
we can't.
You
do
design
that. No, not gonna work out.
Jewelry and you design jewelry.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. If a guy is shining more than me,
How much jewelry can a man have on these days?
I mean, you can have a chain, you can have a bracelet, whatever. But like, if your whole thing is like just completely blinged out and you have those big ass ugly freaking diamonds in your ear, I can't do it. And the diamonds in the mouth, I will never, and I can say this for it, will never date a guy with a girl. I can't do it. It just does not look right. I can't do it. Could not do it.
That's racist.
I don't know. I don't think those girls are sexy.
Absolutely
either.
Not.
I agree with her on that part.
It's the same thing with dating guys with their pants hanging out their ass. I wouldn't do it ever. Ever.
No, that's not cute.
Man,
it's so ugly. Like, I forgot that. It's so disgusting. And the best of it, that came from prison. I'm just like, do y'all not know this? Do you not care what it means? Like,
you know,
it means you're advertising. Hello? It looks retarded. I'm sorry.
It looks
and a lot of these other people are too perpetuated. And I'm just like,
what if he's a good man, though, but he got a grill in his
mouth? He made a really bad fucking judgment. Sorry. Just
because he's a good man don't mean he's my perfect man. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Right. I'm not right. We can talk
see,
and do business.
Y'all stand too high. Y'all standards are too high.
Y'all
talking about
the
perfect man.
No.
Y'all ain't gonna never find
the
perfect man. Like, I ain't gonna never
find
the
perfect
man.
It's not about being a perfect man. You sitting there,
you
blew.
You don't have to be perfect.
$100,000 in your mouth. I'm questioning your judgment right there.
I'm talking about just finding the perfect man in general. I mean, I know it's more
than
that.
It's not about finding the perfect man in general. If you sat there and you decided to hang your pants off of your ass, I'm questioning your judgment right there.
Yeah, if you're motherfucking 30 years old, if you're 30 years old still doing that, and ain't got no job.
That's the problem. Most people are like 30
years
old still doing that shit.
Hey. Oh, no.
Because they see it on TV and they think it's cool and they see these rappers doing it and they're like, oh,
they got
jobs. Doing, you know,
that's the question. Dude.
Not all of them. They ain't going. If you are going to work with your pants hanging off your ass, something's wrong with your company. We're allowing that.
Yeah, I mean, if you keep bumping heads with dudes that just sagging and got grills in their mouth, you need to change your surroundings.
I don't deal with you like that. I'm telling you right now.
Right?
I
haven't really met a guy with girls in his mouth in a long time.
I haven't met any guys. I think I met like one or two at like a concert or something, but like
I know where the rat chicks hang at. I know where the rat the chicks hang at, and I ain't gonna be around them. Like you know.
Like you said, these are like the people that have the girls and stuff are usually artists. So it's not like, but it's like I said, I just wouldn't, beyond business, we can't talk. That's all I'm saying. It's not, I'm not saying, oh, they're horrible people. We're gonna break down
your perfect man, what you are looking for.
Okay, it's not
qualities.
Hard though. It's really simple.
What is it? What he got? What is it? It's not hard. Can you?
No,
wrap it
it's
up
really
in two
minutes? Simple. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good personality, common sense, good, great smile. What else is
that? That's good conversation.
Huh?
You have to make me laugh. My perfect man would
exactly.
He'd have
to have a good
sense of humor.
You talking about like?
And have a good head on your shoulders, and be like, be compassionate, all that kind of stuff. Like it's nothing major.
I mean, what about the other checklist? You got to have a car. You got to have his own house. You can't live with
no.
it. You got kids or
I
not.
I don't really have that huge shit, though.
When you throw a twist in, you might have your perfect man category all checked, though. I could throw some wrenches in there for you. You be like, oh, shit. Maybe, I don't know.
Having a kid is it depends.
It depends on how long he's lived with his moms and why is he there. Because he might be just going through a rough patch, you know?
Because this is a crazy economy. So,
yeah.
Exactly. So if they're like, if she's like helping out, paying the bills or whatever, stop his parents, I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Like if you don't have the perfect car, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're not driving a Bentley. I can't talk to you. Like I've never been that shallow. And it's because I wasn't raised to be that shallow. Some girls are raised to be golden because I wasn't.
Yeah,
one of
them. They were. Yeah.
So.
Me neither.
That's what's up. Y'all hear these ladies on here. Man, both of y'all single, right? It's Freestyle. You single?
Pretty much.
Right. I was like, like
that. Yeah, pretty much. fellas, call in right now, man. 347-637-1962.
He's funny though. I didn't know that was coming.
He's
chilling the cut right now. He heard all the music and he's like, Hale's not on air. All I hear is music.
Yeah, I'm finna get on right now. I'm finna hit y'all up with some more tunes. Slow down for a minute.
Did you get my email?
Huh?
You know, did you get my email?
Which one? Oh, for the
I just said.
You sent?
Yep.
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna get to it right now. Y'all hit us up though, man. 347-637-1962. HME Radio with your host Kano the Pyro. Holla at me.
Look at it's a Givenchy, $900 for jeans, homie. Horace girl be raunchy, like let me see your team, homie. She's trying to call the scene, but I'm in Paris with my team, walking slow like I'm on lane. See my nigga Joe be look so clean, not occasionally born in Lambin. I ain't talking about Jim Jones, nigga. I'm talking about hooping up, stretch your shirt, break bones. Fuck your Rolex, roll up, homie. Roll that cush, blow that, homie. Oh, stop that, the popo on me, push it out the window. We just
getting saucy and awesome. You bossy, trying to bring back the turn, bling bling, cause you flossy. You brought that back, back. Well, that's the cool accomplishment. I'm on the other side, on the other globe in the conference.
Big fender, good looking, hey. So refined.
We've been all over the world, baby. Hey, I just bought a kangaroo and a leather jacket, man. I'm coming back to America swagging out. Let's go.
Fuck that shit, I'm too thug. Pretty nigga, my shoes go. Pinky ring in my tooth go. Yo, main bitch is my new hoe. Boss nigga like you blow. Rolex on the shoe blow. Niggas taking my screw flow. They tryna dack it like new clothes. Purple drink, make the moves slow. Same shit, different day. Ken's bitch, she slipping, yay. She say, that trick or trade. Like, hit that strip, I'm flipping, yay. Like, fuck that shit, I'm getting paid. I fuck that bitch, I'm getting laid. I hope that bitch go different ways. I get them by, I'm getting by. Till I roll that shit, I'm getting high, I'm tripping low, I'm sitting high. This young all the motherfuckers getting fly. Love for lean, purple weed. Got that shit, nigga, what you need? Me and Theo had a trio with these bitches from Belize. 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 Bitches from Belize.
Come on, Michael. Come on, Michael.
Fuck y'all niggas up again just like Giants did their Patriots. Everybody know what be the craziest. Put it down to get in a crazy bitch. Y'all niggas don't want no problems, boy. You don't really, really want to play with this. Bust a bust, M.I.A. When I'm in the middle, niggas get the M.I.A. I had a woman playing with some other women, then they get to looking at a nigga as an
M.I.A.
Yes, you wish, yeah.
Then I stay. Party going little mommy band, okay? You might enjoy just a little when I play. Fuck it up and cause a little anarchy. Hold up, mommy, wait a minute. I know you love it when I call.
Blood war.
I'm in a place.
Look here.
I know you love it when I ball. So that money all around this bitch. Got my hand up on a turn on switch. Life is good, baby, damn, I'm rich.
Why, if you me?
Conglomerate.
Lift that young back up, give it well. Lift that young back up, do it well.
Jacket. Funny how baby girl wild, body got come, hold my ratchet. Give me that back, can't play with it. I'ma finish everything and put them all in a casket. Finish with the club, take shorty back to the crib. When I'm done with her, she'll be calling me bastard. Now let me give you the magic, y'all niggas must like it and your ass kick. You think you're playing with fire? Nah, nigga, y'all playing with acid. Face it, see the spaceship just landed. Got a nigga wildin' like Animal Planet. You don't wanna violate, shit is a hazard. Y'all still struggling to meet the standard. See, this shit is a habit. Attract bad bitches like I'm really a magnet. Whack niggas instead of swallowing a pill. Y'all niggas really need to swallow a tablet. Until they really come get me. Shut shit down, never go against me. Y'all already know when nigga gotta move with a bad girl, so they ride shotgun with me.
Lift that guy, young bad girls, do it well. Lift that guy, young bad girls, do it well.
I don't know what I'm doing.
fucking chill again. Let's go crazy.
Fridays and go to Sundays on Sundays. Drink a little liquor, maybe twist an L. Play catch and kiss if you don't kiss and tell. Take the city bus, I come through and chauffeur. We could do Air One, hun, or Louis Lopez. Yeah, I'm truly focused. Take down your sleepy posters. Put up Kelly season. Now who the
live right now, man. HME Radio, Hustler Movement Entertainment. Y'all here with your host right now, Kano the Pyro in the building, Las Vegas. This is Slow It Down Tuesdays a little bit, you know what I mean? Hitting y'all up with some hot tracks. Man, gotta love it. Let's bring in our guests on the phone lines right now, 347-637-1962. See who we got right now. Trendsetter still in the building. Trend, we ain't hear from you all night. He fell asleep. It's all good. We need one of them sleepy sound effects. Mr. Naya in the building from Chicago. What's going on?
Chilling, watching the Olympic diving.
Watching diving? I'm watching goddamn gymnastics right now. Oh. And all these chicks falling off that goddamn. I forgot what it's called.
Beam, I know.
Just beam. It's all good. I'm working that out. My Olympic events. But yeah, I need a sleepy sound effect for all the people that be falling asleep on the line, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or something. I'm sure if you go online, you can find something.
Yeah, I'm gonna find something. We got another guest in the building, Miss Freestar in the building with us.
Yeah, I'm still up.
She's still there.
Yeah, let the folks know where you rapping right now.
Well, right now I'm in the Poconos, PA, and like I said earlier, you can find me on GUL Radio on Blog Talk. I come on Monday nights and Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. I do Behind Closed Doors on Monday nights, which is basically just R&B. And then Wednesday nights I do Miss Free's Late Night Hump Off, and we keep it growing and sexy for your hump day on Wednesdays. We have a lot of fun with that show.
Yeah, we got What the Fuck Wednesdays over here at HB Radio.
That sounds like fun. What do you guys do?
Talk about weird news, this crazy viral videos of the week so far, just anything you've seen in your life. You know, people can call in.
Oh, I may have to tune in after my show and see what you guys are talking about.
I'm on the Twitter board right now, trying to see some trending topics. We got, you get major points if, thoughts during high school, you hotter if, and guy code is trending right now.
Guy code?
Yeah.
Not going there.
You need to watch the guy code. You want to learn a little bit more about a man, you know what I mean? See what it's all about behind the scenes. Giving y'all a lot of game right there.
Okay.
Yeah, from a woman and a man point of view. It's not just men on there just ranting. You know, like I be doing. So, y'all check it out, man. Y'all get major points if y'all crack a beer with your dude and watch the guy code together.
Or roll his book. I'm really a beer person. I like Coronas, though. Coronas are good.
Yeah, Coronas and lime are perfect.
Yeah, have to have the lime, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, I had one today. Matter of fact, I was at Chipotle's. Shout out to Chipotle's for providing my meal. Not spitting in my shit. But yeah, it's still good. What about you get major points here?
Let's see.
You get major points. How one of your colleagues and your friends get major points, or even a person in a relationship that you're attracted to, I don't know.
Just by doing something out of the kindness of your heart.
That's one of them, yeah.
Get major points if you're independent. If you smell good. If you have goals.
Oh, I agree with that. I love a man that smells good.
That cool water by Buffalo, so good. I'm not saying it's blue.
Cool water.
By Ralph Lauren. And cool water is a good one, but blue by Ralph Lauren is really good too.
Cool water is good.
1996, yes. Right there, niggas was wearing cool water.
Fahrenheit used to be one of my favorites too.
Oh, okay.
That's
but that blue by Ralph Lauren, man.
I'm on that Michael Jordan right now. That Michael Jordan flight. Y'all need to go smell that. Y'all be knowing what Pyro be smelling like. Base.
I should go to Macy's and check it out. Be like, this is what Pyro smells like, and tweet it out.
Yeah, did you know that Pyro smell like Michael Jordan's like? Yeah, tweet that. Retweet. If you have your own job and car,
that's always a plus. Mm-hmm.
If you like same music as me, if my dad approves you,
that's a plus.
Yeah, that's major right there.
That's a huge plus.
Possibly pulling
out. If I can bring around all my family, that's a plus.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
man, because guys are cool. But you just don't want them on your family. I don't know, it's weird. You tell, they're cool to chill with. You just don't want them on your family. Because you know they're not going to be that long. So it's you don't need to get me yet. It's okay. I'll be insured, so you don't need to be mine yet. I've got several families, but I can count my one hand how many guys have actually met my parents.
Yeah, me too. I have three brothers. And it's not like I'm the oldest, but still, they don't act like it, so I still don't bring them home.
Check this one out right here. It's from a lady. You get major points if you send me good morning and good night, Texas.
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty much right there. You know, everybody got their look. If you dress nice, if you open the car doors and doors like a gentleman, you know, chivalry ain't dead. Is chivalry dead, y'all?
No, I don't think
it's not. It's dying. It's not dead.
This is a good one right here. If your education is more important than your social status.
Heard that.
Gotta love it. HME Radio, y'all hit us up, man. Let us know if y'all want to comment on anything we're talking about right now. Got the lovely ladies in the building. Mr. Naya, Miss Freestar. We got some guests popping in and out the chat room. Y'all make sure y'all sign up with Blog Talk Radio. And it'll take you 2 minutes. But I got a crazy news before What the Fuck Wednesday comes about. I just want to share this crazy story with y'all. Tammy allegedly fake labor pains to resist arrest.
Wait, what?
She was faking labor pains to resist arrest. She avoided getting arrested because she told the officers, "Hey, I'm going in labor. I got labor pains."
Oh. Oh.
That's crazy.
Faking the labor. Oh, man. She, police originally tracked her down after she reportedly swiped $1,200 in goods from a local Macy's. And when they attempted to make the arrest, officers said the woman gave them a fake driving license. After police succeeded in confirming her real identity, she threatened to kill one of the officers and file a false abuse complaint against him. When officers did not, the suspect told them she was in pain and experiencing pregnancy complications. So police transported her to a nearby hospital, but once there, she made a run for it.
Wow.
Cops soon recaptured her and booked her into the motherfucking county jail.
Stupid. That sounds kind of crackish. Is this a pregnant crackhead?
Basically. The whole thing is, like, not only, so you have your face on video, one, and so now you scooted out of the hospital, which is,
you told the police you was going to file an abuse.
Right.
A complaint and all this extra shit in the parking lot when they went, after she gave them a fake ID. So, it's not going good.
No.
They have so much stuff to tell the judge on her.
I'm surprised she got that far, though. I mean, these cops got to be, because she don't even look that good to even let her go. But you think about the baby, okay, yeah.
Damn.
That's my sympathy right there. But okay. You escort her to the hospital, and then she trying to make a run for it.
I just put the handcuffs and she was to the bed. What the hell?
Nah, none of that.
That's doing too much.
I don't think she checked in. I think she tried to walk through the lobby like, yeah, I'm going in.
Right.
That's hilarious.
Right.
She tried to make the first exit, and they came back probably like, yo, where old girl at? Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, she's not in there. But, man, I got to play this clip right here. This is the fucking craziest story of 2012. I mean, maybe not the craziest, but, like,
pretty damn close.
Man, I got to play this. I got to change my sound setting real quick. Y'all just bear with me for 1 second, because, man, this is a nigga, too, man. This is the crazy part about it. Sound like some old ass white man shit that be doing shit like
this. Wow, really?
I don't know. I'm just talking. Don't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
But check it out. Check it out, y'all. H-M.
The Harrisburg police arrested a man they say prowled the bar scene looking for victims to satisfy an insatiable appetite for sex. In a very unusual way.
Police say DeJuan Porter performed oral sex on unsuspecting men while they slept. And tonight, one man tells only CBS 21 News about the night he found Porter on top of him.
CBS 21's Annie McCormick is live with the Dauphin County Mobile Newsroom in Harrisburg with the details. Annie?
Robin Todd DeJuan Porter is known for his DJing around the city of Harrisburg. However, over the past year, he's become notorious for sexually assaulting men when they least expect it.
In May of 2011, a man reports to police a stranger climbed up his fire escape, broke in, and he woke to the strange man performing oral sex on him. That is the first of three charges against DeJuan Porter that police announced today. The next two cases came a year later. In both of them, victims reported they woke up to Porter performing oral sex on them. The assaults in those two cases happened after a night of partying.
He actually tried it with me one night.
This man, who asked to remain anonymous, claims Porter has done this more than three times.
I violently wake up because I feel a hand going in my pants.
That's where it stopped. The man kicked Porter out of his house. Porter had been over with several mutual friends following a night at the bar.
It's pretty crazy for about 3 days, and really all I wanted to do was hunt Juan down and basically get him into a family.
Porter is a fixture at Harrisburg bars, often DJing at downtown clubs. According to this victim, Porter's sex assaults and attempted assaults became known in their midtown Harrisburg circle. What he didn't know is that DeJuan has a history of sex assault, including while in prison in Maryland. He also has burglary charges against him. According to a LinkedIn account with DeJuan's picture, it says he is currently unemployed, but did work at an investment banking firm in Harrisburg. Now Porter remains in jail until he makes bail. Now, police think that there could be more victims out there. They are urging them to come forward. The man that we spoke to today says that he knows that there are more victims out there. He also says that Porter should be careful if he does make bail. He believes a lot of people are very angry if they see him back on the street. We're now live with the Dauphin County Mobile Newsroom in Harrisburg. Annie McCormick, CBS 21 News.
God damn.
It would have happened in PA, right?
No, man, I don't want to get to that. I ain't going to bash the state.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's why I keep my doors locked.
Yeah, lock your doors.
Windows, your everything.
Had the kids, had the wife. I mean, I think that just really speaks to, man, that's crazy right there, because, but it speaks to the fact that there are too many sexual assault.
This nigga DJing.
Perpetrators like coming out. That's what I'm talking about. So
DJing
someone didn't do a background check.
Scoping weak ass motherfuckers out, go back into their house. I mean, you breaking the motherfuckers' house and giving them oral, man. That is fucking disgusting. That is horrible.
It's wrong. It is wrong for him to orally rape. That's crazy.
Man, that nigga would have been killed at my residence.
I know that's right.
Dead body on the scene.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. I wouldn't even call the police. I'll call the coroner. Can you transfer me 911 to the coroner? Because I got a dead body on me.
Mm-hmm.
How long this nigga going to start stinking?
I'm mad that she said that they know he did that too. Did you hear her? She said, like, in his circle, he was known for doing that.
Wow.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like I said, but that speaks to the prison system and the fact that they keep that this big ass rotating revolving door, and there are too many sexual predators that are allowed to be free.
I don't know.
And it sucks.
I'm one of those people. I think like they should just kill them. Like I know it's fucked up, but I think they should just kill them because it's scientifically proven that that's not nothing that they're ever going to stop doing. It's not nothing that we can fix. They can't go to therapy and work on that. Like, they'll always do that. So, fire in the quad.
Go ahead and just put that on live TV. We need to let everybody in America know not to do that shit again. I mean, shit like that. That's how they need to do the Colorado shoot, motherfucker. He talking about he got amnesia and shit. You ain't got amnesia.
You ain't got no damn amnesia. you had to take out the whole damn block. His place was so booby trapped, the cops couldn't even get into the place. Like if someone had opened the door, two blocks of the shot would have blown up. You know what I'm saying? Like he can't even try and act like he didn't know what he was doing.
Hmm.
He just made the choice to just walk into a theater, because he was mad.
They talking about the doctors. The doctors got documents of him drawing that shit.
It gets even worse though. The psychiatrist spoke with the school and the police before this happened. So somebody seriously dropped the ball.
They
talked to the cops and the school before this shit happened, and said that he was dangerous. And to watch out for this kid. But somebody dropped the ball. A lot of people dropped the ball. And it's
man,
really sad.
There's a lot of conspiracies going on about that shit. They saying that, man, I ain't going to say that shit. I can't even say it. I want to keep doing HB Radio. So I'm going to leave the other conspiracies alone. Y'all just do some research and just look around. Just look around. Check the facts. Just check some news of what they're saying. But yeah, man, we'll get off of that.
Did you guys see on the news where that guy in Arkansas, the police are saying that he managed to shoot himself in the head in the back of their squad car with his hands handcuffed behind his back?
Nah.
I heard about that. I'm like, huh.
I just seen that today.
I heard about that. I was like, that's interesting how he shot himself handcuffed. That's
right, exactly.
Damn,
so he's in the squad car, handcuffed, in the back seat of the squad car with his hands behind his back, and somehow he manages to shoot himself in the head.
You know what happened right there? I ain't trying to be funny. But, like, they probably did, like, a little Pulp Fiction with his ass. Like, had to shut his ass up and, you know, pat the passenger cop, like, pulled the gun on him, like, nigga, shut up. And they hit a bump, and he's like, bam, shot him in the head.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we know, obviously, they killed him.
Exactly.
We're trying to say that, you know.
They definitely
He shot himself with his hands.
In the back
as
of the head, I know forensics.
Up,
that's what they're trying to say.
Forensics is going to show that. Is that even possible?
Because
if you got one right in the middle of your forehead, come on.
That's crazy.
You ain't no Houdini.
Exactly.
You kidding yourself. You ain't got to say no. Hey, now.
That's going to be it. He's definitely a magician.
Darren McGlone, teacher, tries to get out of work by lying. But he ain't come up with the regular, oh, I'm sick, oh, my cat died. He told the school that he ran over and killed the girl with his car.
Wait, hold on. He did what?
I mean, they're faking sick and they're telling your employees you just killed a small child. I mean,
what?
Yeah, man, he's 42 years old. He was well known at a high school in Scotland for making up stories to get out of work. And he admitted of lying on a number of occasions between June 2008 and May 2011.
Okay.
But this most recent lie, he told the staff that he just ran over a girl. He can't make it to work today.
Wow. That's doing too much.
Come on, ladies. I need to hear some comments.
There's nothing to say. Like, that's just doing too much.
There's nothing to say. I mean, the whole... You claim that you ran over a child, so you can't go to work. Because you're going to jail, obviously, if you did that. Do you want to lose your job? Like, you are asking to get fired. Because, one, they're going to find out you're lying. Two, even if you had did it for real, you'd probably get fired because you endangerment of a child and you're a teacher.
And
like,
he's a music teacher, too. A music teacher. He got one of the easiest jobs in school. He's the PE artist and the cafeteria lady. Come on. You got one of the easiest jobs, teaching kids music. It can't possibly be
that. There's no excuse for that. Dude, next time just tell him you have pink eye.
The last time he lied, he said he was stuck in a snowstorm and on a mountain and shit. I like Lisa. I give it to him though, man. At least you gonna make him a lie. You gonna do it big. Make a big lie. Don't lie small. Nobody wanna hear that shit. It's not. Come on. The thing is, you the secretary. You're like, I just ran over a kid. Oh my. Okay, Bob. I'll tell everybody. Don't worry. Look, man. You're not in jail though.
How are you benefiting? Like, how would you benefit from that lie? You ran over a child.
Nah, he
like, you know,
it's not like he was drunk.
Out. Stupid.
Yeah,
he just
pulled
in. He's still kind of drunk, and he just said whatever.
I ran over a kid. So you were driving drunk. Okay, that's even better. I mean, just whether he was drunk, whether he's an idiot. If you're an idiot, you shouldn't be teaching anyways. One.
So I got another call on. Go ahead, Denai. Finish off. You can finish off.
I said if you're an idiot, you shouldn't be teaching. You're teaching anyways, because you can't teach anybody. So if you're an idiot,
you teach the music class. All you gotta do is tell the kids that's a motherfucking trumpet. You know, trumpet sounds like this. I don't think he's like the music director.
He's a music theory.
He's not a music director, like teaching a band how to play songs.
He's in theory and stuff like that. All
right. He's the music teacher.
Teacher is very. That's a very vague term at this point. So we're probably teaching them now how to lie. You know what I mean? I got a lion traumatized damn dude.
I got Rab Deuce in the building. Rab Deuce, how you feeling tonight, brother?
Shit, man. Chilling high and shit, you know, chilling with the homies in the trap, you know what I'm talking about? Get it in like how we do. Another day. Another dollar, nigga. No problems. Nigga, what's out?
We cooling right now, man. You know, we got the lovely ladies in the building, Miss Freestyle, Miss Naya, PA in Chicago in the building with us.
Hello.
That's what's up.
Hello.
That's what's up. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, just chilling, just doing Deucey Baby. That's it. You know, listening to y'all, you know, supporting. To me. All day.
That's what's up, man. Man, during a recent interview with Cyrus XM Radio, comedian D.L. Hughley made some rather bold and controversial statements about President Obama.
He
criticized the president for being too calm and intellectual when he's dealing with criticism against his policies in office. It is because of Obama's cool and calm demeanor that Hughley stated that when Obama is making his intellectual responses, he is closer to being a white kid.
Oh, he didn't, did he?
He also stated that Obama's calm demeanor should be filled with more passion when he addresses the public in order to really stir up some enthusiasm from those who will be dictating who will be the president in office during the next election. Some people have come forth and stated they feel as though Hughley's comments are just a ploy to help promote his new book. I want you to shut the fuck up.
He is a damn mess. He is a I can't believe I can't believe it, but I can't believe he's going to say it publicly.
His book is, his book is called I Want You to Shut the Fuck Up, How the Audacity of Dopes and How the Audacity of Dopes is running ruining America. And wow. What y'all think about that, man? D.L. Hughley.
He's just crazy. He always has been. I think it probably is a publicity stunt.
I mean,
he's just saying whatever.
I kind of see what he's talking about, though. I mean,
I kind of see what he's talking about.
He's like, Obama, he's too cool, too mean. I mean, he's like too comfortable in the times of us dictating who's going to be the next president. Now, you need to kick it up a notch. Let us know that we need to ride with you again. Because
but the
all that late legacy ain't working.
But here's the whole thing, though. Do y'all recall the one time that President Obama went off when he was talking about calling the cops idiots because they arrested his friend in his own fucking house? Do you remember that part? The whole thing where he went in on the cops and he was calling them idiots and all that stuff. And then, like, that was the only time that he really, like, snapped off because they were so quick to criticize him. They're like, oh, he's the president, he can't be like that and blah, 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 whatever. So he tries to not flip out the way that he did before, just because of the fact that it's the election. You know, it's the election, and to get this vote, these crazy independents that don't know that Romney is still not going to help the situation. But I mean, the whole situation is like the fact that people need to understand. President Obama wasn't organizing; he can go in, but he's trying to stay calm so he doesn't have to get to that point. Because I'm sure he wants to. I'm sure he is, like, if you saw, what was it? Oh, God. What was that show?
I don't know. I see Michelle.
There was a show on Comedy Central.
I see Michelle been doing a lot of work, putting in more work than he did. Tell you the truth. She's been helping the Slim America, help people, everybody grow gardens and shit. I mean, you got to love it. Shout out to the First Lady. But, yeah, man.
Oh, Michelle was awesome.
Too short. Y'all know the rapper Too Short. He's supposed to be on the next series of Couples Therapy with his girlfriend for on and off for over 15 years. Now, last season featured DMX and his wife, ex-wifey. So,
right.
What y'all think about Too Short being on Couples Therapy? Things gonna
Wait,
work out.
DMX got a divorce? I'm so behind.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, because he just couldn't. She just decided that she was
He's too
done
wild.
With him.
He said, you know what he said. If y'all ain't seen the series, if y'all ain't seen the series, he said some wild ass shit. But, you know, at the end, it worked out. So they cordial. It's not like everything's on
right.
Peace cream now.
I mean, they got kids together, so.
I mean,
they got kids together, but he's like, I can't do it.
They
no
got
more.
Kids, but DMS got like, what, 9 other kids
Six.
With other females.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's why she said she's done. Because she's
that's
like,
doing
I just
too
do
much.
And he
right.
probably made like
six. No
I think he made like 6 something while they was married.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
That's why she's like,
I'm done. I can't do it. I just can't trust you. And, you know,
DMX,
I hope they got alimony in New York.
He was like, man, I'm going to stick my dick and I'm going to keep fucking bitches until my dick fall off, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
But, you know, they worked out a lot of issues, though. But,
they did. They worked out a lot of issues, and that's when she realized she was done.
I want to see what Too Short got to bring to the table. I hope this don't fucking kill his character either, man, because he's been doing pretty good in his rap career. I mean, these reality shows, they kind of put another light on these artists, man. You got to watch these reality shows. Everybody think K. Michelle crazy. Everybody looking at Lil Scrappy now. And
what the hell is wrong with Scrappy? I'm looking at him like an asthma attack, dude. Like, why are we still talking about this?
I almost died.
I'm just like, are you kidding me right now?
And what's Stevie J at? I want to put them paws on.
All right.
Man, we're going to get back to some more music. Man, y'all stay tuned with more HME Radio. Shout out to the 817. They tuning in right now. We're going to get to some L. Varner right now. This is my chick right here. Refill Remix. 347-637-1962. We got some HOTF coming up. We got some more slow jams for y'all. Slow it down Tuesdays.
I feel like the girl at the bar who's been there too long.
Find out you can wild out by the ball light. When I first met you, you were shy tight to a spotlight. Now you in the club, you getting thought you faded, baby. You popping bottles, you acting like you just made it. And I say, baby girl, you own it. She say, I don't know if you noticed, but boy, I'm digging your style while I was digging your homies. But right now, girl, I'm so damn cold. So, baby, if you wanna refill,
can't say
rubber band. Two songs later and I'm blue and green. Go ahead, girl, shit, do it again. Nigga turned up on a TV screen. Can't see the nigga, you're a great friend. The party right here, we all freaking. Put it on your face while I'm keep eating. Probably do the same shit next week. Super freak, you all the same. But somehow you still so unique. When you bounce some cheeks, clap for me. A lot of niggas say they trill, but niggas ain't trill like me. It ain't tricking if you got it. And them niggas ain't got it like me. So I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, but I'm just looking for action.
Love it when you come and act on me. But naked with your heels on, grind on me. I love it how you work that pole with that money. I'm really tryna turn you to my super freak. Be my super freak.
Can you be my super freak?
Be my super freak.
Can you be my super freak?
Be my super freak.
Can you be my super freak?
Be my super freak, girl.
Purple matter.
went quiet, then violent. We sparred until we both grew tired. Nothing matters. Cotton candy, Majin Buu. Dim the lights and fall into a God, giving me pleasure, 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 pleasure over matter.
Gone, I've been having withdrawals. You were such a habit to call. I ain't myself at all, had to tell myself no. She better with some fella with a regular job. I didn't want to get her involved. By then, Mr. Benjamin was sitting in awe. Hopped into my car, drove far. Falls too close, and I remember my memories no sharp. But a knife, what a life, anyway. I'm building all the clock stop, what am I headway? She had the kind of body that would probably intimidate any of them that were unsouthern. Not me, cousin. If models are made for modeling, thick girls are made for cuddling. Switch worlds and we can huddle then. Who needs another friend? I need to hold your hand. You need no other man. We flee to other lands.
Don't leave a legacy. I see the same cycle cause and my benevolence is just irrelevant in these situations. For the hell of it, I tell a bitch she getting Nathan. I gotta test her, I don't mean it, just precautionary. We watching the episode where Martin hit that monastery, and we just laughing and we high, slightly tipsy turvy. I accidentally grabbed a titty, well okay on purpose. I swear the lights cut they self off, yes. And our sex life is well off. Going through the motions, diving in the ocean. Locomotion, over soaking, you know it's potent. Her legs dividing and I know the quotient. About to equal to a baby with a monthly owing. Unless you keep the girl, then it's a daily owing. But that's okay, cause that's the kid you being a daddy for. You rich in life and there is nothing that you can't afford. And that's the life I'm trying to live and what I'm planning for. But I ain't living right, I'm living for tonight. I'm living for the next bitch that wants to rock and Sprite. I'm living for the next girl that wanna stay tonight. And I'ma always be a player, is what I say to life. Hey, what I say. And seasons gon' pass, summer to fall. Relationships end and it's a bummer to all involved. Except for me, I got a lot of bitches mixed in my recipe. Yeah, and I'ma eat her up, I probably weed her up. She took a shot so fast, I ain't even see the cup. And then she threw up, and then we do what? Right back to partying. Plus I'm eyeing a friend, like Trans Lee. What the fuck you dying to win? All you do is take them out, and you buy and you spend. And some head's the only thing you require of them. Yes.
so fly, I could parachute off of a curb. So high, me and Mary do what we prefer. And my phone ring constantly, but I do my own thing, fuck with me.
Just K right there was shitting on me. Y'all hit us up right now, 347-637-1962. It's your final 9 minutes right now before we get into overtime and get to some more tunes for y'all. And, man, it's been a good show, though. I can't complain. Shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight with us. Shout out to Ms. Denia. What's up, Denia?
What's good? I'm liking the mix. Definitely a really cool, fun, just like chill vibe.
Yeah, I got plenty more for y'all, so y'all just stay tuned. We got Miss Freestar in the building. Miss Freestar.
Yes, I'm still up. I'm still here hanging out.
That's what's up. We appreciate the love and for your first time tuning in to HB Radio.
Yes, I really did appreciate it. That's a nice show.
Thank you. We live and uncut, but hey, we're the number one show on Blog Talk on the air right now, so apparently we're doing something right.
That's what's up.
Y'all definitely check us out tomorrow. What the Fuck Wednesdays. We'll have some more crazy stories for y'all. Man, it's really up to the world how the fuck they act crazy in these next 24 hours. I know something will come about. I was on World Star Hip Hop not too long ago, and I've seen some other What the Fuck news already. It's already Wednesday on the East Coast, so it could probably fly by anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Girl got caught giving head at 6 o'clock in the morning in New York City. Mm. Got there.
They're trying to get that day started, right?
You know what I mean? Wow.
Sent her baby off to work smiling.
In a murder for hire plot went wrong, man. Old man speaks on almost getting whacked by his crazy ex-wife. We got to play that clip tomorrow. We definitely going to play that clip. So y'all stay tuned tomorrow, HME Radio. Y'all want to give some shout-outs, show some love to the world out there. Miss Free Star, we want to start off with you.
I just want to give shout-outs to, you know, my people at TUL Radio, Sue and Mag and LG and Miss Diane, everybody that tunes in to my show. Thank you, everybody. I love that. You know, shout out to you guys. It's nice to find a new station to listen to.
Thank you.
Shout out to you guys later at night.
Yeah, we also after available. What? You want to do what to yourself?
Mm-mm. I said I can tune into your show after my show.
Oh, okay. That's a whole other conversation right there. You can definitely check us out on TuneIn Radio app. If you got an Android or iPhone, download TuneIn Radio and just type in HME. You can take us on the go, mobile. You feel us? Real talk. That's how we get down. So, Mr. Naya, I'll let the world before we get up out of here.
Definitely. You can follow me on Twitter at DANAYADD, number 4, letter U, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/DenayaDesignsForYou. Make sure to check out Dope Ass Music Mixtape dropping. Actually, it should be dropping sometime today.
And I got that track right now. I'm going to get to that track before we get up off the show.
Cool.
So, yeah, y'all stay tuned for that. Go ahead and tell them about the track a little bit. Tell them about the track.
So, the track is called Let Me Go Well, and it's my first track that I put out there. And it's going to really well on SoundCloud. It's actually number 87 out of 100,000 last time I checked. So, it's doing pretty well on SoundCloud. I'm really excited about it. And more music to come. So stay tuned. We got some really amazing artists on this mixtape. And so it's just a collaborative of nationwide artists doing their thing and just loving the hell out of dope ass music tracks. Because every single track is different. And every single track is something that you will want to play over and over again. Most of.
All right, I'm gonna do a one question interview real quick. This is my one question.
Okay.
What was your writing process about during this song right here? Can you explain what was going through your mind?
It was so funny because when I chose the track, it was just a matter of when I listened to the sample, that's just what came into my head, and I don't know why, but like as I listened to the sample, like, I know what I'm going to do for this. The minute I heard that track.
That's what's up. We appreciate the love. We appreciate you submitting it. We're going to definitely check it out. We ain't going to do no keep it or delete it. Because you're a loyal listener. I don't know if people know that you got the best caller in HME Radio Season 3 Awards show.
Yes, I support the music. I support shows that support artists, you know, nice. And not trying to, like, because so too many DJs in there trying to charge artists $1,000 for a sit and all that kind of craziness. It's just, it's a mess. And you guys don't do that. You guys are very, very, very affordable. And Independent Connect, can't forget about that. Much love to Diva Ebony being a whole famous in Independent Connect, because y'all are doing some really big things for good artists. And so I really support that, for sure.
All day. It ain't going to stop either. So I'm going to leave y'all off on a good note. You know how we say it over here. HME Radio. In the famous words of the Russell Simmons. I said, oh, the Russell Simmons.
Wow.
Let me run that back.
It's getting late.
Yeah. Yeah. In the famous words of Russell Simmons. Thank y'all for coming out. God bless y'all. Good night. Y'all ain't got to go home.
Don't you can't holler no more.
Deuces.
Let me go. Let me.